afternoon, and welcome to the Big Wednesday Show. My name is Nate Redmond, and this is Offbeat News and Trivia live on a Wednesday afternoon. 4:16 is the time. Welcome into the program. We've got trivia. We've got news. We've got Ladies Corner. We've got Ohio news. We've got a little bit of everything for you, so stay tuned up until 5 o'clock. We'll be right here in Air Chair 1. If you're home, in the car, or wherever you are, keep it tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks so much to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for underwriting today's broadcast here on WWGH Radio. Another announcement I want to pass along to you, gospel groups, the Rainies and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th, 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right here in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141 for more information on that particular concert. And that night, WWGH plans on having a table there to meet and greet you and pass out some program schedules and different things. So that'll be a lot of fun that night, and looking forward to it. Well, we have some giveaways this hour, as we always do, and we're doing it drawing style. All you have to do is call and answer a trivia question. You'll be put in a drawing for $4.55 this afternoon. And courtesy of the station, we're giving away a gift card to Speedway, a $5 gift card to Speedway. And this is good for food and merchandise, not gas, just food and merchandise inside the Speedway store. So we're giving away that, and we're also giving away a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. So if you're a big fan of Speedway or Dollar Tree, this is your hour, and we've got some questions for you. The telephone number you need to call is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and you can pick up a $5 gift card to Speedway, good for food and merchandise inside the store, courtesy of WWGH Radio, and a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. Here's our questions. We have some left over from last week that I'd like to get some answers to. Who was the first president to live in the White House? Who was the first president to live in the White House? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing which type of clothing? 740-383-9944. What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? I'll give you a little hint. You can find the answer on the John F. Kennedy Library's website. It's up there, so there you go. This category is ancient Egypt. A couple of questions about ancient Egypt. Ancient Egyptians associated what animal with the gods? We have a phone call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Lincoln was noted for his top hat.
He sure was noted for his top hat.
Yeah.
And who's this?
This is Judy Summers.
Judy Summers. How are you doing, Judy?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. You having a good day and week so far?
Oh, yes.
Good
as long
deal.
As it It's a good day when it doesn't rain.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting tired of all this rain. My flower pots are overflowing at home.
Oh, yeah.
All yeah, right.
To get more.
Yes,
more rain.
I know. A couple of clear days would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got you signed up for the Speedway card and the Dollar Tree card, okay?
Oh, okay. You're going to do a drawing, right?
Yep. You're going to do a drawing 4:55 this afternoon.
Okay, so do you only call once or do you call more than once?
Well, I'll just put you in the drawing one time, but you can call and answer as many trivia questions as you want to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Judy Summers, first one in the drawing. Yes, Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing a top hat. Another call coming in to WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the ancient Egypts associated the cat with the gods.
Hey, they sure did. The cat was with the gods. Who's this, and we'll put you in the drawing?
Scott Gaelic.
What was the last name again?
Gaelic. G-A-L-Y-K.
Okay, Gaelic. Okay. All right, Scott. Well, we have you signed up for the Speedway card and the Dollar Tree card, all right?
All righty.
Hey, thanks for listening out there.
Hey, okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. One more ancient Egypt question, and that'll wrap up this segment of questions. The ancient Egyptian civilization was built around what river? The ancient Egyptian civilization was built around what river? Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air. Oh, we got disconnected there. Try back. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi, can you hear me? Oh, you keep getting disconnected there. Well, maybe we'll get a connection here coming up. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, 423 The Time. And let's tap into Offbeat News after we take another call. Maybe we'll get a connection this time. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
John Adams. First president.
Yes, first president was John Adams, living in the White House.
But your name?
Was that Lucas?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right. First president to live in the White House was John Adams. All right, Lucas, we got you signed up. All right, we got disconnected again. I believe I caught the name was Lucas on that. Sound like the younger audience calling in. That's all right. Sounds good. A Colorado firefighter climbed into a storm drain and used his helmet to rescue a family of stranded ducklings. South Metro Fire Rescue said a crew responded to where a mother duck was anxiously pacing around a storm drain in Littleton. We'll get back to the story in just a moment. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be the Nile River.
Yes, the Nile River is correct. All right, what's your name? We'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Ed Atkins.
All right, Ed. We got you signed up for the Speedway card and the Dollar Tree card, all right?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for listening out there. We appreciate it very much.
All right, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, the firefighters removed the gate from the storm drain, and a firefighter climbed into the hole to fill his helmet with the baby ducks. Confirmed, fire helmets can hold a maximum of 10 ducklings. South Metro Fire Rescue tweeted, the helmet was placed on the ground where the ducklings jumped out and rejoined their mother. So everything was A-OK. They rescued the ducks from the storm drain using a fire helmet. Pretty cool stuff. Now this, police in New York State said a driver was ticketed after a sharp-eyed deputy noticed the vehicle's inspection sticker was hand-drawn on construction paper. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said a driver was pulled over Monday in Amsterdam when a deputy noticed the vehicle's inspection sticker did not appear to be official. One moment, we'll take a phone call. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hi, yes. Did you get an answer to the question about Egypt, where it was centralized around what river?
Yes, we did. We
you
got
did.
An answer
okay.
for that one. Yes, we
okay.
did.
Okay.
But
thank
no,
you.
No, go ahead and tell me what it is, and I'll put you in the drawing anyways.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking it's the Nile River.
It's the Nile River. That's
is
right.
It?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And who's this, and we'll put you in the drawing?
This is Cheryl Great.
Well, hi. How are you doing, Cheryl?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? You're back on the air, huh?
Yeah. Cheryl used to be with me, a loyal listener when I was in the Upper Sandusky Radio, wasn't you, Cheryl?
Yes, I was. Yeah, it's good to hear you back on the radio. And so.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you found me.
I know, right? Okay. Well, thank you for putting me in the drawing. And now, is that for both cards or just you get one or the other?
Nope, that's for both cards.
For both. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So at 4:55, be listening, and who knows, you just might be the winner.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. The only one, the only question that we don't have from that last section was, what was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? Can you tell me that? What was usually on John F. Kennedy's lunch menu? And you can find the answer, by the way, on the John F. Kennedy Library's website. I'll be back with a whole slew of different questions here in just a moment. Right now, I'm telling you about the hand-drawn inspection sticker that didn't fool the police. The deputy discovered the sticker was actually made of construction paper and was hand-drawn to reassemble an official New York State Safety Emission Inspection Certificate for the year 2020. The sticker even featured a hand-drawn barcode. The driver was issued a violation for having an unregistered motor vehicle. There you go. Hey, it's break time already. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. My name is Nate Redmond in the ever so comfortable Air Chair One. Feel free to send me an email, by the way. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Take a short break, and we'll be right back with you with more trivia questions. And actually, we're going to do On This Day in History coming up next, right here on Offbeat News and Trivia.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
180 over 111 and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90 and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back with Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Hey, I was talking with my buddy Terry Tackett there on the break, and we decided we'd go ahead and do a double drawing at 4:55. One winner for the Speedway card and one winner for the $5 gift card to Dollar Tree, okay? So that's the way we're going to do it. Do a double winner at 4:55. We'll do two drawings. But you can go ahead and sign up. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, as far as President Kennedy, would that be New England fish chowder?
Yes, indeed. New England fish chowder, that's right. I'm so glad I got that.
Ed Atkins again.
What's that, Chet Atkins again?
Ed Atkins.
Oh, Ed Atkins, sorry about that, buddy. Yes, New England clam chowder was it. I'm glad you got that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. All right. All right, we got all the trivia questions answered off that sheet. That is great. I will have a whole new section of trivia coming up after this. May the 29th, on this day in history, in the year 1660... Charles II was restored to the English throne after the Puritan Commonwealth. 1721, South Carolina was formally incorporated as a royal colony. 1765, Patrick Henry denounced the Stamp Act before Virginia's House of Burgesses. 1790, Rhode Island became the last of the original 13 colonies to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1848, Wisconsin became the 30th state to join the United States. On this date in 1849, a patent for lifting vessels was granted to Abraham Lincoln. 1910, an airplane raced a train from Albany, New York to New York City. The airplane pilot, Glenn Curtis, won the $10,000 prize. 1912, 15 women were dismissed from their jobs at the Curtis Publishing Company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for dancing the turkey trot while on the job. Apparently you can't do that at the Curtis Publishing Company. 1916, on this date, the official flag of the President of the United States was adopted. And also in 1916, U.S. forces invaded Dominican Republic and remained until 1924. So that's what happened on this day in history. All right, the paper's here. I have fresh trivia for you. So get ready to call again. And again, we're giving away, courtesy of WWGH Radio, a cash, food, and merchandise gift card to Speedway. This is not good for gas. This is good just for merchandise inside the store, $5 Speedway card. We're giving away that in a drawing. And then in another drawing, we're giving away a $5 Dollar Tree gift card. So we're going to have two winners at 4:55. I talked with Terry Tackett, and that's the way we're going to do it. Two winners at 4:55. Originally, I was going to give them away together, but we decided to make two people the winners for the drawing, okay? In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of a what? Which this hairstyle was named. What was the name of the hairstyle that the 1960s women piled the hair on top of their heads? It was titled a certain name. During which decade did the Rubik's Cube originally become popular? During which decade did the Rubik's Cube originally become popular? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? It was quite the craze back in the 1990s. And here's a couple about the Titanic. What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? And as the ship's lookout, Frederick Fleet's job was to stand in the highest point of the ship called the what? What was the highest point of the ship? He was to scan the ocean for icebergs, and of course he spotted one on April 14th at 11:40 p.m. But it was the highest point of the ship, has a certain name. So there's some fresh trivia for you. Have at it, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Going to do two drawings at 4:55, one for the $5 Speedway gift card and one for the $5 Dollar Tree gift card. So if you're a fan of Speedway or Dollar Tree, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Well, I have a story about the gates of the White House, and it has to do with Ohio. They didn't pick them up at a garage sale, but it was something like that that brought the fancy ornamental iron gates that once guarded the White House in Washington, D.C., to Fremont, Ohio. The heavy steel gates bearing various ornamental seals were first erected around the White House in 1871 to control horse and buggy traffic entering West Executive Avenue from Pennsylvania Avenue. By the time World War I rolled around, the narrow gateways, perfect for horses and carriages, were just too small for the growing numbers of motor cars now using the streets around the White House. In 1921, Colonel Webb C. Hayes, eldest son of former President Rutherford B. Hayes, was in Washington shopping for appropriate gates for his father's former estate in Fremont, which he had opened to the public as the country's first presidential library. Someone told Hayes about the ornamental gates around the White House, which had by now become a real traffic hazard. Webb Hayes, who held the nation's highest award for bravery, the Medal of Honor, called on the current president, Warren G. Harding, another Ohioan, and suggested that if the White House had no further need for the gates, he would be happy to give them a good home in Ohio. Harding was delighted with the idea, but when congressmen heard about the deal, they said, "Wait a minute. The gates belong to the country, and it was up to Congress to decide how they were to be disposed of." Despite Harding's backing, it took Hayes 6 years of persistence and legal wrangling with bureaucrats and Congress to finally have the gates, which were no longer in use, transferred to the Fremont estate. The ornamental gates that guarded the White House during the stay of every president from Ulysses Grant to Calvin Coolidge can now be seen at the six entrances to the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Center, thanks to the persistence of Colonel Webb C. Hayes, who refused to take no for an answer. So a pretty cool story how the gates, the old gates of the White House, wound up in Fremont, Ohio. It is time now to head down the hallway with me to our little classroom, make a right, and it is time for the weird word of the week. And I've written it on the chalkboard as usual, and today's weird word is stellate. Stellate. S-T-E-L-L-A-T-E. Stellate. It's an adjective, and it means like the form of a conventionalized figure of a star, or star-shaped. The origin of the word stellate goes back to the year 1490 to the year 1500s. So it's another old word, stellate, S-T-E-L-L-A-T-E, an adjective like the form of a conventionalized figure of a star or star-shaped. And that is our weird word of the week for this week. All right, here's the latest trivia questions that we are working on. In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of a what, which this hairstyle was named for. Piled on top of their head, it was called a certain name. During which decade did the Rubik's Cube originally become popular? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? And a couple questions about the Titanic. What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? And as the ship's lookout, Frederick Fleet's job was to stand in the highest point of the ship. What is that called? The highest point of the ship. And he was to scan the ocean, of course, for icebergs. So that is our latest trivia questions that we are looking for. 4:42 is the time. Coming up on another break here at 4:45, and we'll thank our supporter once again here at 4:45. But right now, it's time to head over to our ladies' corner, and see if we can fit in a recipe here in a couple minutes. It's called Brownie Pudding Cake. And you can find this recipe at my Facebook page by searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and it'll come up. Brownie pudding cake. Here's what you need. 1 cup of all-purpose flour. 1 1/4 cups granulated sugar. 1/4 cup of cocoa. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 cup canola oil. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 3 egg whites, 2 whole eggs, 2 ounces bittersweet baking chocolate melted, 1/4 cup coarsely chopped walnuts toasted, powdered sugar if desired. And here's how you mix it up. In a medium bowl, mix flour, granulated sugar, cocoa, and salt. In a separate bowl, stir oil, vanilla, egg whites, and eggs with whisk. Add egg mixture to flour mixture. Stir until blended. Stir in chocolate. Stir in walnuts. Spray 3.5-quart slow cooker with cooking spray. Pour batter into slow cooker. Cover, cook on low heat setting for 2 hours to 2 hours and 30 minutes or until set around the edges but still soft in the center. Turn off slow cooker. Let stand covered 30 minutes before serving. Sprinkle with powdered sugar. And that is our recipe for this week, brownie pudding cake for our ladies' corner. And you can find that recipe at my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. We'll grab a quick break. We'll be back with the second portion of Ladies' Corner after these words on WWGH.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center. You hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we?
We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Glad you're listening wherever you are out there. Maybe you're at home, maybe you're at work, maybe you're in the car, wherever you are. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Our thanks so much to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Gospel groups The Rainies and the Gary Lyons Family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th at 7 p.m. at Day Spring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right here in Marion, right at the edge of town, right past Ponderosa. More information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141 for Gospel Groups The Rainies and the Gary Lyons Family. Well, we are in the middle of our Ladies' Corner. And here's part two of our Ladies' Corner for today. My wife, Amber, always does a great job cooking up a good recipe and finding us some good information to pass along. We have skin care today. Tips for healthy skin. Protect yourself from the sun. One of the most important ways to take care of your skin is to protect it from the sun. A lifetime of sun exposure can cause wrinkles, age spots, and other skin problems, as well as increase the risk of skin cancer. For the most complete sun protection, use sunscreen. Use a broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of at least 15. Apply sunscreen generously and reapply every 2 hours or more often if you're swimming or perspiring. Seek shade. Avoid the sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., when the sun's rays are the strongest. Wear protective clothing. Cover your skin with tightly woven long-sleeved shirts, long pants, and wide-brimmed hats. Also, consider laundry additives, which give clothing an additional layer of ultraviolet protection for a certain number of washings, or special sun protective clothing, which is specifically designed to block ultraviolet rays. Treat your skin gently. Daily cleansing and shaving can take a toll on your skin. To keep it gentle, limit bath time. Hot water and long showers or baths remove oils from your skin. Limit your bath or shower time and use warm rather than hot water. Again, this is tips for healthy skin. Avoid strong soaps. Strong soaps and detergents can strip oil from your skin. Instead, choose mild cleansers. Shave carefully. To protect and lubricate your skin, apply shaving cream, lotion, or gel before shaving. For the closest shave, use a clean, sharp razor. Shave in the direction the hair grows, not against it. Pat dry. After washing or bathing, gently pat or blot your skin dry with a towel so that some moisture remains on your skin. Moisturize dry skin. If your skin is dry, use a moisturizer that fits your skin type. For daily use, consider a moisturizer that contains SPF. Eat a healthy diet. A healthy diet can help you look and feel your best. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. The association between diet and acne isn't clear, but some research suggests that a diet rich in fish oil or fish oil supplements and low in unhealthy fats and processed or refined carbohydrates might promote younger looking skin. Drinking plenty of water helps keep your skin hydrated. And finally, manage stress. Uncontrolled stress can make your skin more sensitive and trigger acne breakouts and other skin problems. To encourage healthy skin and a healthy state of mind, take steps to manage your stress. Get enough sleep, set reasonable limits, scale back your to-do list, and make time to do the things you enjoy. The results might be more dramatic than you expect. And that wraps up our Ladies' Corner for this week. Skincare for you, and then also the recipe for brownie pudding cake that you can find on my Facebook page at Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Okay, we're just a few minutes away from our drawings. We'll find out who's going to win the Speedway gift card and the Dollar Tree gift card. And we're looking for answers to the following questions. In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of a what? It had a certain name. Certain type of hair. They always said, hey, that's blank hair. During which decade did the Rubik's Cube originally become popular? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? And a couple questions about the Titanic. What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? And as the ship's lookout, Frederick Fleet's job was to stand in the highest point of the ship. What was that called? The highest point of the ship. If you know, give me a call, 740-383-9944. You might win a Speedway gift card good for food and merchandise inside the store, or a $5 Dollar Tree gift card. We'll give away those two gift cards. We'll do a double drawing coming up here in about 2 minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about an alligator that was found relaxing. A Georgia family vacationing in Florida captured photos of an unusual scene. An alligator lounging on an inflatable gator in their rental home's pool. Hang on just a moment. We have a call coming in. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Wait, take it out here.
Hi, this is WWGH Radio. Can you hear me? Hello, we're on the air. Can you hear me? Well, try back if you can hear me. We got disconnected there. All right. Here we go. Another call coming in. Maybe we got a connection here. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, how about a beehive?
Yeah, it was a beehive.
All right, and how about a crow's nest?
Crow's nest is correct.
How about beanies?
Beanie Babies is right, yes.
And 70s?
You know what? I have two answers. It was either the 70s or the 80s. So,
well, I'm pretty sure I bought my boy one in the 70s.
We'll go with the 70s. Sounds good to me.
All right, this is Ed Adkins again.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. That takes care of all of them except the Titanic's final destination.
New York?
Yep, New York. That's all of them.
Okay.
All right, that takes care of all of them. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And it is 4:56, actually. It is drawing time. So let's find out who's going to win. We're going to do a double drawing here. Okay, let's do the drawing for the Speedway card. Good for cash and merchandise inside the store. All right, and the winner of the Speedway card is Cheryl Great. Cheryl Great. Congratulations, Cheryl. And you can pick that up right here at the station. We are located at 559 East Center Street at the lower level of the Beltone building, right between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tires, where we're at. And you can pick that up Monday through Thursday from 9 to noon or Friday from 9 to 3. So Cheryl Great, congratulations. You won the $5 Speedway gift card. Good for merchandise inside the store. All right, let's do our second drawing. This is for the $5 Dollar Tree gift card. Find out who the winner of this is. All right, and the winner of the $5 Dollar Tree gift card is Judy Summers. Judy Summers, congratulations, Judy. You won the $5 Dollar Tree gift card. Let me stick your name on it. All right. Congratulations to our two winners, Cheryl Great of the Speedway card, and Judy Summers won the $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. But thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Ed Atkins for calling and answering all those questions. I appreciate that very much, buddy. Scott Gaelic, thanks for calling this. And I believe it was Lucas that gave us the other phone call. Thank you, buddy, for that. And we appreciate everybody that gave us a call. It's always good to hear those phone lines light up here at WWGH Radio. All righty, let's see. Let's finish this alligator story before we run out of time. This family was vacationing in Florida, and David Jacobs said he and his family were staying at an Airbnb in South Miami, and they first spotted an alligator taking an interest in their family dog on Saturday. Well, Jacobs said the family was able to keep the two animals separated, but an even stranger gator encounter was in store for Sunday when they found the alligator lounging atop an inflatable alligator floating in the home's backyard pool. My daughter, who's 14, was like, "Dad, this is so cool." Jacob said his wife contacted the Airbnb's owner, who called a wildlife trapper to relocate the reptile. "We have gators in Georgia, but they're just in areas that are not as populated, like some that live in the swamp where no one lives," Jacob said. "But in Florida, they're just in your neighborhoods." So, yes, a gator was found floating on an alligator inflatable. Pretty interesting. Well, we are flat out of time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Thanks to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for supporting the broadcast. You can email me anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I'll talk to you next week between 4:15 and 5 o'clock right here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus inspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, he-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da- man. I wouldn't have to work hard if I were a bitty bitty rich. I did little man. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. Pay me.
I love it, Five-ish. And
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo, plus splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Mary.